Здрасти!
Наско, не знам дали ще ми повярваш, но самият Дерек Грийн е на нашата гореща телефонна линия. Кажи му здравей!
Hey, Derek, how you doing, man?
I'm fantastic, thanks.
Ето, това е Дерек Грийн на живо по радио Тангра Мега Рок. Well, what is the weather down there in Brazil, man?
It's about 30.
You're joking.
30 degrees. 30, yeah.
It's about 30.
It's hot. It's nice. It's beautiful. It's warm.
It's cold, it's minus 30 here and stuff.
30 градуса в Бразил. Actually, do you like the snow?
Actually, I do not like the snow at all.
Okay.
I don't like cold weather. I grew up with a lot of snow in Cleveland, Ohio. And I got sick of it at a very young age, so now I can't stand it.
I'm really sorry, because on February the 6th, your European tour starts, especially in Sofia, Bulgaria, and I can tell you, we are going to have a hell lot of snow, so you'd better bring your ski.
Yeah. Don't worry, we can make snowmen and all those nice things outside.
But I'll get over it. It's been 10 years that I haven't had to really live with snow, so it's okay.
Видяхме Дерек как е времето там в Бразилия. Той каза, страшно е, супер, топло, приятно, 30 градуса. Ние му казахме, че тук е към минус 30 и е студено. И го питахме, обича ли сняг студ. Той каза, не, абсурд, 10 години, от 10 години не съм попадал на сняг. Обаче съм израснал в много студен климат в Кливланд, Охайо. И като му казахме, че когато дойда тук, откъдето започва турнето им в София, със сигурност ще има сняг и студ.
Well,
вие чухте как реагира той, не се зарадва много.
As we said, the tour is starting in Sofia. Попитах, yes. Тоест казах му, че турнето им започва в София на 6 февруари. Това означава ли, че те няма да са в много добра форма, добре подготвени тук? So, does it mean, as this is going to be your first show in the tour, that you are not going to be in a good shape for it?
It's going to be great. I think, you know, it's exciting to start a tour in a city that I don't believe we've ever played there. So, we're going to have a lot of energy just because we've been waiting to go on tour for such a long time now, and we have some new songs and we're rehearsing a lot of old songs, so it will be a whole history of Sepultura.
Mm-hmm.
And it's great that we're starting it there.
Yeah.
Те не са били в София преди, мисли си Дерек, ми наистина прав е. Попитахме го дали...
Бяха в Каварна, в интерес ли истината?
Да, дали... Но не и в Софето. Но го попитахме, тъй като това е първият, най-първият концерт от турнето, дали ще са във форма, дали няма да са леко ръждиви. Той каза, не, напротив, ще сме изпълнени, точно защото не сме били тук никога и освен това е първият концерт и много ни са ходи на турне. Ще е пълно с енергия, репетираме, готвиме адски много нови парчета и доста много стари парчета, така че ще бъде нещо като една история на групата.
Well, yeah, you're right. You have never played in this particular city before, but you had a show at the Black Sea Coast something like 2 years ago, but it's a different place anyway.
Well, no, definitely. That's why, I mean, I really like playing, you know, close places as well, so this would be like our own show, so it's mm-hmm. very exciting.
Да, вълнуват се в общи линии.
Защото обича да свири и на затворено, не само на открито и на затворено. И плюс това ще си бъде техен гик, техен концерт и е много развълнувано това.
Така да искам. This new album of yours that is coming actually next week. It's been said that the album is based on the Clockwork Orange thing. Is it on the Stanley Kubrick movie or the Anthony Burgess book?
Basically centered around the Anthony Burgess book. The book has an extra chapter which made us really interested into doing an album based on the book. The book, there's no soundtrack and there's no visuals, so we had to use a lot of our own imagination to come up with the music.
Попитахме го дали, тъй като новият албум е повлиян, както да казват,
посветен направо.
Да, и посветен на портокал-часовников механизъм, дали това се отнася вдъхновението, което е дошло, дали е дошло от филма или от книгата на Антони Бърджес. Той каза по-скоро от книгата, защото книгата няма никаква визия, на която да ни повлияе, няма саундтрак, който да ни повлияе, и трябваше сами да използваме въображението си и да си измислиме нещата.
Talking about books, actually, what is the book that you are reading today?
That's a good question.
You're just reading emails, huh?
Doing a lot of emails and interviews. There is. I still have to pick out something for the tour because there's nothing right now. And so when I go on tour, I usually like to pick out a few books to take. But right now, there's nothing. Just emails, like you said.
Попитах го каква книга всъщност чете в момента, при положение, че твърдят, че този албум е така широко посветен на книгата на Антони Бърджис, а не на филма на Стенли Кубрик. И той какво отговори? Че нищо не чете в момента, освен имейли, така ли?
Да, но трябва да си избере 3-4 книги, защото винаги, когато тръгвам на турне, е правил така.
Actually, you said the album is based on the book, but I'm sure that you are familiar with the movie as well, right?
Yeah, correct. Yeah, big fan.
Do you remember Malcolm McDowell singing a very freaky version of I'm Singing in the Rain?
Yeah, of course, I definitely remember that part.
Do you have...
It was actually...
Yeah?
Do I have...
Do
go
you,
on.
Do you have your own version of this song?
Not yet, but I'm sure by the end of the tour we'll have our own version.
I mean, is it a song that you sometimes sing in the shower, let's say?
I've actually done it at a show. The first time that we played Cuba, it started to pour rain, and then some of the equipment went out, and so we had a few seconds to repair it. So it just came to my head that this song I have to sing now. I mean,
sing a line,
perfect
please.
For singing in the rain.
Great. You have again. I have some.
You're hired. I'm singing in the rain.
I have some bad news for you. It's got to be
what's
I'm
that?
Singing in the snow.
It's all right. I'll get over it very quickly.
You're hired,
you know,
anyway.
Malcolm McDowell, he that was the reason he sang that song. It was the only song that he could sing from beginning to end.
Ставаше like, right, въпрос за...
Гледали сме всички страшния филм, между другото,
да.
Идиота Малкъм Макдауъл.
Портокал-часовников механизъм, когато в един особено пикантен момент...
Когато изнасилваха жената.
Да, пред този клетия. Човек инвалид. И той си пееше Singing in the Rain и за това попитахме Дерик той дали и си има своя версия. Той ви каза ми, сигурен съм, че до края на турнето ще си измислиме наша версия на тази песен.
Бял го бил веднъж в Куба, между другото.
Да, когато станал някакъв технически гаф, те трябва да спрат за няколко секунди, завалял дъжд точно в този момент и той решил, че трябва да попее това нещо. Чухте и малко от неговата версия.
Между другото, ние му казахме, че тук ще трябва да пее, аз пея в снега.
А не
в снега. Let me bring you back 2 years ago.
Okay.
When in fact... latest album of yours so far, because the new one hasn't been released yet, Dante 21. The cover artwork, has been made by a guy called Stefan Dujcinov, who is a Brazilian artist, but actually he's from Bulgarian, his parents were Bulgarian. But he doesn't speak Bulgarian though, he lives in Sao Paulo. So did you actually met the guy? Did you actually meet the guy, or it was like a record label thing?
No, he was actually a friend of Igor, and so we would see his work all over the city, and so we asked him to come to the studio at the very beginning of the writing process, and we gave him ideas and communicated with him face-to-face exactly which way we were going. And so it really came out to be something very special because those are, he did 10 paintings. The actual artwork for the album are paintings. So they're really big pieces. And it was something very special to work together with him because he's now doing a lot of expositions all over the world.
Yeah, especially London and stuff. He's called Kalma,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, definitely.
Как му беше името? Дуйчинов.
Стефан Дуйчинов, but he's actually called Калма, as far as I know.
Родителите му са българи, но той не говори български, живее в Сао Пауло.
Очакваме интервю с него следващата седмица.
Ура, правил обложката на пуса предишния Сепултура.
Данте
21. И попитахме дали това е станало чрез компанията или те наистина го познават, на което Дерик каза, че той всъщност е приятел с Игор и още в началото е дошъл, видял се с тях, седнали се, обсъждали се и той даже е направил цели 10 картини за обложката.
Като между другото те виждат навсякъде по улиците неговите неща, защото той е основно уличен артист.
Да, и сега вече се разраства. Разбрахме, че ще прави някакви изложби и така нататък. Браво, Дуйчинов, българ.
I mean, you mentioned Igor a couple of seconds ago.
Yeah.
A painful question though. Do you face the question
very often the question, hey, these guys should change the band name. And what is your answer?
Well, I think it's kind of... I can understand in the very beginning, like, a lot of people would think that, but you got to understand that the band was comprised of four people in the very beginning, Sepultura. As far as...
It still
most
is.
People know. It's like, yeah. and two of those people who wrote, you know, a majority of the material of the entire history of the band are still in the band. Andreas, the lead guitarist, you know, playing all the solos and being a huge major contribution to the band, is still in the band. And Paulo, who was there from the very beginning. And when we were actually playing with the Igor, people suggested the same idea. But when you really believe in a band and you work with the band for so many years and you go out on the road and you sacrifice a lot of your life and different things, then you don't have to listen to the public. The band was started without the public, and the band will continue. It's the way that it is, because it's something that we're doing, you know, and it's something that we believe in, and it's something that we're caring, and it's something that's inside of us. So there's no reason why we would change the name, because it's actually, Sepultura has become more than the actual people in the band. It's become bigger than the actual individuals, the name itself and what it represents. So for us, we believe in what we're doing, and we believe in the name, and we're proud to represent it 100%.
I mean, yeah, the thing is that since Igor was still in the band, obviously the fans were okay. Not all the fans, of course, but parts of the fans.
Right,
but,
of course not.
But yeah, but since he left, it's like you said, the band is bigger than its members. It's a unity, it's a team. Does it mean that the band is bigger than the Cavalera Bros?
I think that the name itself, I think Sepultura itself has grown bigger, yeah, than the actual individuals, the Cavaleras. Even when you know, Max left the band, there were many, many people saying it's over, it's done. There's no way they're going to be able to continue on without him. There were a lot of people kind of kissing ass, you know, mm-hmm. in that aspect, because they didn't realize that it took, you know, it was a group, you know, and it still is a group of people writing, not one person creating everything. Mm-hmm. And so I think since Igor has left, it's been 3 years now, and we've been able to play actually many, many places all over the world, and there's still a lot of new people that are into Sepultura. So it's like we're able to capture a younger audience and retain some of the old audience, but we're moving on and moving forward. And I think that's what makes Sepultura still survive, the fact that we're able to move with times, not to sit in the past and try to recreate something that's never going to happen again. We look to the future and try mm-hmm. to do new things.
Listen, this is a very tricky subject, and we are on mm-hmm. your side. so give Nasso now a couple of minutes just to give the right translation, because okay. as I said, it is a very tricky subject.
Definitely.
Въпросът беше за дали Сепултура не трябва да си сменят името, дали му го задават непрекъснато този въпрос.
И какъв е неговият отговор?
Да, и какъв е неговият. Той каза, че все пак тази група е започната от четирима души, е основана. Основана е много преди изобщо да излезе пред публиката, и те всички много вярват в това, което правят. И групата винаги вече... името на Сепултура е по-голямо от това кой точно е в групата. Каза, ето, Андреас, например, е писал много от материала на Сепултура. Попитахме го дали Сепултура името вече е по-голямо от марката Кавалера, братята Кавалера.
Да, защото всъщност да. До момента, в който Игор не напусна преди 3 години, не много хора си задаваха този въпрос за смяната да. На името. Казваха, да, може би харесвам какво прави той с Soulfly, но сега да. Вече въпросът определено е да. Горещ, парещ, наболял.
Той каза, да, много хора тогава говореха, целуваха им задниците и говореха, че е свършено с Сепултура, че е край, но ние си жертваме всичко влагаме в тази група, непрекъснато ходим на турнета, работим и от един момент нататък не сме длъжни да обясняваме на никой за тези глупости.
Да, всъщност ние преди не обръщахме внимание на това какво мислят хората за нас. Продължаваме с същото отношение, нали? Добре ли го казах?
Много хубаво.
Actually, two more questions to go, but
okay.
This is one of our listeners called Stilgar Fremen Naip. It's a nickname, it's not a typical Bulgarian name. It is another tricky question, but this is what fans are about. So the thing is, what you guys think in the band, and especially you, what do you think of the so-called, it's a very famous question though, so you might be prepared, of the so-called, free downloads and stuff?
The free downloads? I think it's impossible to stop. I think it's just something that you have to accept, you know, free music. Unfortunately, it does harm us in some ways, in many ways, actually, because the record label is supporting us, and the only way they can support us is by selling CDs. But I believe there's always, like, options, you know. I think that, you know, it, depending on the band, they can actually attempt to try to regulate something or actually give out the music for free for a short time. But in the end, I think it's just important for the fans that really enjoy the music, love the music, to actually have the music, you know, support the band by going to shows. And it's even better when they're able to buy the CD and have something, you know, very special in their hands. I think it's up to the artist to create something very special as far as artwork and something unique for them to want to pick it up. But I think, you know, it's up to the fans to really want to support the band to go out and actually purchase the CD.
Mm-hmm.
But I can understand downloading. I can understand it because you won't have an idea what it is that you're going to buy, what it is you're going to purchase.
Okay.
And if you really, really like it, then it's great. You know, go out and support the band.
Which means that what is the latest album that you downloaded?
The latest album that I downloaded was probably I'm playing music at this club, so
downloaded, DJ, right?
Yeah, kind of like this party that I've
mm-hmm.
promoting. It has nothing to do with metal music, though.
Okay.
So
singing in the rain.
I think the last thing I downloaded was something like Frank Sinatra.
Okay.
Frank Sinatra.
He died.
Something like old songs.
He
old
died,
songs.
Isn't he?
Попитахме за даунлоудите, за всичко това какво мисли. Той каза, да, напълно разбирам хората, които искат да, преди да си купят нещо, да го чуят все пак. Това не може да бъде спряно така или иначе. Наистина създава ни проблеми, защото ние имаме договор с компания. Компанията се опитва да ни подкрепи, но тя може да ни подкрепи само като продава дискове и прави пари от това нещо. Аз разбирам за това. Нямам нищо против даже понякога да давам музика безплатно за някакъв кратък период от време, но ако феновете наистина искат да ни подкрепят, ще е хубаво после да идват на концертите и наистина да си купят диска, да имат нещо, което да държат в ръцете си, заедно с хубава обложка и всичките тези неща. И го попитахме какво за последен път пък той самият е даунлоудвал. Той каза, ми прави една клубна вечер, организирам, когато пускам съвсем друга музика, която не е метал. И последното нещо, което си свалих, беше на Франк Синатра.
Hey, please tell me what this part of filthy rot comes from. What is this? I mean, it is like an ethno singing, chanting.
It's actually Andreas Gian, our drummer, and mm-hmm. I doing
drunk
backup vocals. And we're doing sort of like a drunken chant.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like a gang chant. Because it's actually the representation of the part in the book where Alex's gang are beating up the old drunk in the street.
Uh-huh.
But it's like a reverse on the role where we're actually pretend, you know, we're the gang and we're drunk and we're being completely aggressive and
beating
very
up,
violent.
Beating up the sound engineer.
Yeah, you know.
Or the promoter.
Or the promoter. Exactly. It's like a drunken gang chant.
Попитаме го какво е това идиотско пере, за което толкова си говорим в това парче Filthy Rot и
Андреас. Той е повлияно от онзи момент в филма и в книгата, по-точно, когато група, бандата на Алекс, пребива на улицата един клошар, един пияница. Ми каза, то е нещо такова като тип и ние все едно сме пияна банда в студиото.
Ще ви смачкаме ваш организатор и на концерта.
Да, да. И питаме, добре, кой биете там в студиото? Тони Инженера или пък промоутерите?
Okay, listen. We're gonna make you die of drinking, even that it is going to be your first show in the tour. The local drink is called rakia.
Rakia?
Yeah, it's made of plum or sometimes grapes
and stuff, yeah.
Bring us 3 pints of cachaça and we're gonna make a crazy mixed drink.
All right, it sounds like a deal then.
Yeah. Okay, man, thanks for being with us. Have a nice flight.
No, thanks for having me. I'll see you guys there and I can't wait.
Please tell us, I mean, we had enough of Filthy Rot and your drunken chants. Tell us what song of the album we should play right now.
I believe you should probably play Experiment.
Mm-hmm, okay. We didn't download it. We have the album.
I hope not.
We have it through the record label for promoting the show.
Oh, excellent. Yeah, but of course.
Hey, you're going to bring merchandise with you, right?
Yes, we are.
That's nice. Okay, man.
We'll have the whole thing.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. See you soon.
Bye-bye.
See you
soon. Hey, right. Bye. Is it morning in Brazil?
Right now, it's midday.
Oh, okay.
Well, have a nice lunch then.
Lunchtime.
Yeah.
All right.
Have a nice first cachaça for the day.
And how do you say good night?
Приятна вечер.
No.
Well, no, it's good night, but have a good evening. It's приятна вечер.
Приятна вечер.
Yeah, good. I'm singing in the rain.
I'm working on my Bulgarian. I have a friend here who's from there, and so she's living here in Brazil. So
Bulgarian girl.
Yes, she's going to teach me some words, and I will be.
What is her name?
Maria.
Okay. Because if you had said Stefan Dojcinov is my girlfriend, we would be in trouble.
No, you won't be hearing me say that anytime soon.
Okay. Thank you, man. Bye bye.
Okay. Bye.
Какво си говорихме накрая?
За секс. Да, за това, че има българска приятелка и той, защото искаше да ни... Там било обедно време, ще тя да ходи да обядва и той ни попита как е добър вечер на български.
Приятна вечер.
Той сега приятна вечер.
Страшно. Аз накрая не го слушах.
Каза, че има приятелка българка и от нея учи разни неща.
Не била неговата приятелка Стефан Дойчинов.
А Мария.
Много е готино, защото Стефан Дойчинов и да ни слуша, не разбира български, ама всъщност сме идиот. Ние говорихме на английски с Дерек. Това беше Дерек Грин на живо в шоуто Coffee Shop Rusko. Това е...